Well, hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. How is everyone this wonderful Thursday? I urge you to check out the entire Locked On Network. Taking a different turn today. You know, you guys know I'm an NFL guy, but fantasy and NFL overlapped, and we do have a Locked On Fantasy Football show. Urge you to check that out. But I was just fiddling around. And this is something I do on my own, and it's kind of early, but I go to the mock draft calculator, and they have current ADP, average draft position. So this is going to be a fantasy-oriented show. And they list all these dudes in the order that they're going right now. And it's very accurate. And occasionally you look at one, like, that doesn't make sense. It'll come around, you know, when things adjust themselves close to the season. So what I do to prepare for drafts, I've never really shared this with anybody, is I do a mock, you know, and this isn't, you know, late-breaking, crazy innovation, but I line up 12 teams, and what I used to do is I would, like, randomly ask my kids, pick three numbers between 1 and 12, you know, and I would be, and I would represent 1, 2, 3, 4 teams of the 12. Usually like three or four, because then I steal players away from myself. You know what I mean? Like, I make it harder on myself that way. So for this exercise, I just assigned myself team 2, team 7, and team 12 in a fantasy mock. Snake draft, of course. And therefore, I would have a team in the beginning of the draft, a team at the end of the draft, team in the middle of the draft. And I just picked them as ADP goes. You know, like 1-1, Todd Gurley's going first off the board. So I assigned Gurley to team 1. Whoever the highest guy on the board at Mock Draft Calculator was, I took them off the board for the other teams. Now, something I didn't do as we went through the rounds, I did 6 rounds. I'm going to go through 6 rounds with you guys today. And this is the first time I'd ever looked at some of this stuff. So I'm not a fantasy expert, but I've done a lot of fantasy. And I urge you to do these things. It's a long time before your drafts, but you start to realize when you actually do it, like, man, I should have taken 2 running backs to the top of the draft. Or, man, there's a lot of, you know, tight ends are falling. Or, you know, those type of things. You start to realize that if I take this strategy, I'm going to be really light here. Or, boy, this really works out well. So this is what I wanted to do for the first time, and I never looked at these ADPs, you know, really hadn't studied them or anything. So I'm just plucking them off the board as they go. That being said, let's just kind of do it. So I'm picking at 2, I'm picking at 7, I'm picking at 12. Todd Gurley goes 1, no surprise to anyone. I then take David Johnson with my first pick with 1-2. From what I understand, the argument for 1-1 is really between Gurley and Lev Bell, and I understand that, and I expect Bell to have a massive workload again behind a good offensive line and a really good offense. Just a little worried about him breaking down. And I think I'm probably on an island to take David Johnson at 2, but I think he's the best running back in the league and an elite receiver. And it doesn't matter how the game goes, he's going to get touches. I mean, Cardinals could be down 30 and they're going to throw to Johnson. I just think he's a superstar. So, but no shock, Lev Bell then goes 3. Team 4 takes Zeke. Team 5 takes the first receiver off the board, Antonio Brown. Team 6 takes Kamara, which he's got a boost in value with Ingram and a 4-game suspension. I'm sitting there at 7. If, you know, I didn't know, if I didn't plan this all out, or, you know, I would have liked to have gotten Kamara at 7. But I took Barkley. And that's probably, some of you that aren't fantasy people are probably like, what on earth are you taking Barkley in the middle of the first round of a fantasy draft? I think he's going to get a ton of touches, man. I mean, he's going to be the lead ball carrier, obviously. He's the second pick in the draft on the guy. And I think that offense can be pretty good. I think he might catch 70 balls, you know, something like that. He's a stud. I mean, I have no problem. I'm not worried. He's a rookie. He worries me. I can't take a rookie that early. No, I mean, his role is pretty well defined. Team 8 then took Fournette. Team 9 took Hunt. Team 10 took DeAndre Hopkins. Team 11 took Gordon. Melvin Gordon, not Josh. So I'm sitting there at the turn, and I have to take a running back at one of the two picks for sure. You know, I mean, at this point, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 running backs out of the first 11 picks. So if I wait until the end of the third round for running back, I'm in trouble. So I'm definitely taking one. And I take Dalvin Cook, which I have no problem with. I think he's absolutely worth that pick. So that was an easy one. But there were some other guys on the board that you'll see that go next that are questionable to go that early, in my opinion. So there really wasn't another back that I loved there. I would have liked to have gone running back. Like if Gordon or Hunt or one of those guys would have been there, I'd have gone Cook and that guy, as opposed to waiting for the third round to get my RB2. So I took Julio Jones. I mean, according to this, Odell Beckham's going earlier than Julio Jones. And I did say good things about the Giants' offense, but he's Julio freaking Jones. I mean, he caught 3 touchdowns last year. That's not going to happen again. You know, give me Julio all day long with the 13th pick in the draft. So team, and now we go backwards. You know, we're snaking. Team 11, they had Gordon. Now they're taking Beckham. Team 10 had Hopkins. Now they're taking Howard, running back for the Bears. That seems early for me, for him, but running backs are going to start kind of becoming light. This team 9 took Hunt, and then they're taking Shady McCoy, which I look at and say, I do not want Shady McCoy with, what, the 16th pick in the draft. I mean, he worries the heck out of me in that offense and at his age. Team 8, who took Fournette, then takes Devontae Adams. So I'm sitting there Team Williamson 2, I have Barkley. I'll take Michael Thomas. Yeah, no problem. Consistent. I mean, produces every week, every game. Is my wide receiver 1 mid-second rounder? Absolutely. Team 6 then goes back-to-back running backs, Kamara and Freeman. Team 5, they had AB. They take McCaffrey. A little early for him, too, in my opinion. Team 4 had Zeke. They take AJ Green. Solid pick, no doubt. Team 3, Lev Bell. They take Allen, wide receiver from the Chargers, who I would have taken. I'm on the clock. I would have taken Allen. I took Gronk. And I just think Gronk could catch a million touchdowns this year. And I think having a tight end like him is absolutely an advantage over your league mates. I mean, to have a guy that puts up that kind of numbers, I'm going to take him earlier, I think, than the consensus. So my first team now has David Johnson and Gronkowski. Okay, so the guy that had the first pick has Gurley. Now he's at the turn. He takes Evans and McKinnon, both of whom I would have taken, you know, if either one of them fell. So I took Mixon. Again, reaching a little bit on the running back situation, because if I wait, it's a long time till I pick again. I now have David Johnson, I have Mixon, I have Gronk, and then I'll probably just flood things with wide receivers. I'm also operating under the assumption that you start 1 quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, a tight end, and a flex, a non-quarterback flex. So you can start 3 running backs, you can start 3 receivers. I like Mixon a lot. I think he is certainly a breakout candidate. I would trust McKinnon more, and I would have liked to gotten Evans there as my first receiver, but didn't. Team 3, they have Lev Bell, they have Allen. They took Henry, running back from the Titans. That seems early for me for him. But again, I can see why these running backs are getting driven up a little bit. Team 4 has Zeke and A.J. Green. They then take Josh Gordon. The first quarterback goes off the board from Team 5. It's Aaron Rodgers. So it's the 5th pick in the 3rd round as a quarterback goes. Jay Ajayi goes to Team 6. And I mention this because he already has 2 running backs. And if you can start a 3rd one, you get 3 starting running backs. I don't mind doing that with my top 3 picks. So Team 6 here has Kamara, Freeman, Ajayi. Fine, you know. I'm up next. I already have Barkley. I already have Michael Thomas. I'll take Doug Baldwin all day long there. He's going to get a million targets in that offense. I don't think the team's going to be very good. I think they're going to be losing. Jimmy Graham isn't there anymore to steal touchdowns. Baldwin's a touchdown maker, even though he's a smaller guy. He's going to catch a million passes this year. He might lead the league in receptions. Team 8, who picks after me, they took Fournette. They took Adams. Now they're taking Tyreek. That makes perfect sense. Team 9, went running back, Hunt, McCoy. They didn't take Adam Thielen. Makes sense. I got no problem with that. Team 10 has Nuke, and they have Howard. They then take Kelce. You know, it's almost 10 spots later than Gronk went. Fair enough. Team 11 has Gordon and Beckham as their first two picks. Nice. And then they end up with Geis. Very nice. So, again, I'm on the end. I have Cook and I have Julio. And I'm telling myself, now you absolutely have to take a running back. Which is bad business, but I can't wait to the fifth round for my RB2. I took Alex Collins, and I'm cool with it. It just seems early. I mean, end of the third round to take Alex Collins, who I like and I think will have a good year. But that's reaching. You know, like I don't like having to make those picks, but I did feel like I had to. There were some other good receivers on the board, and I took T.Y. Hilton here. Narrowly over somebody like Diggs, Cooper, Alshon. You know, those are some of the other ones that were I was thinking about there, but I took Hilton. Even if Luck doesn't come back, I think he puts up pretty good numbers, and they're always going to be losing, in my opinion. But Luck coming back would be very helpful in that situation. So that team has Cook and Collins, has Julio and Hilton. Pretty good. Team 11, we're going back around again as we venture through the fourth round here. He takes Deshaun Watson. So the other thing I want to do, like, these teams that have Watson or Rodgers or the guy that took Kelce, I'm not going to give them another tight end. I'm not going to give them a quarterback. So I will take the next position. I'll bump those guys down to make it a little more realistic, so I'm not making my teams better than they should be. Team 10 then gets Diggs. That's a really nice pick, in my opinion, at the second pick in the fourth round. Kenyon Drake at 9. I had considered him when I took Collins. Team 9 ended up with Kenyon Drake as their third running back. Then Penny goes to Team 8. And now I am up again, and I have Barkley, Michael Thomas, Baldwin. And again, I feel like I have to take a running back here. I'm taking Ronald Jones, and I think that might surprise people, and he was pretty far down the ADP list. It wasn't like he was the obvious next guy to take, but I think he clearly grabs a hold of that job in Tampa Bay. I think that offense is really good. I think he's a good player. I mean, I'm banking on Barkley being the rookie of the year, but it wouldn't blow me away if Ronald Jones ends up winning it. You know, I think he could have that kind of season. So that team's got Barkley and Jones, two really risky rookie running backs. But Michael Thomas and Doug Baldwin are going to catch a million passes between the two. I'm pretty happy with that. Team 6 then takes Amari. Team 5 takes Juju, which that seems early for me for Juju. I mean, basically a mid-fourth round pick in fantasy right now. I'm not seeing that. Team 4 then takes Zach Ertz, third tight end off the board. I think there's probably a drop-off after him. Team 3 then goes with Miller. They already had Bell, Allen, Henry, and they took Miller. I'm sitting here thinking, who the heck is Miller? I'm just scanning this real quick. Oh, Lamar Miller. That was an odd pick for me. So I'm looking at this ADP, and as of right now, Lamar Miller is the 45th player off the board. I guess I get it if you think, you know, that's going to be a good offense and Foreman's coming off an injury, but by no means am I using a fourth-round pick on Lamar Miller. I know he puts up pretty decent numbers at the end of the year, year after year, but no. I mean, so occasionally when you do this exercise, there's a pick that you don't think really would happen, but how many leagues are you guys in where all 12 owners make smart picks? You know, like, everyone has a doofus that makes a dumb pick, you know. So I don't think it skews this exercise of knowing what you're going to end up with. And in fact, I think if your team would be a little better if there weren't three Williamsons in this league, you know, taking my favorite players every time. Especially in the later rounds, you know, where guys start to fall. The early rounds, anyone can really pick. So I am up again. I have, at this point, I have David Johnson. I have Gronk. I have Mixon. I then take Alshon Jeffrey, who I considered 10 picks later or earlier. Number one receiver in a great offense with a great quarterback, big body, touchdown potential. I'm very cool with Alshon Jeffrey at the end of the fourth round. Team 1 then goes Brandon Cooks and then Ingram. Okay, Ingram's on suspension, but highly productive when he comes off. comes back to me, and I said just then, I only have one receiver, I have two running backs and a tight end. Still took Sony Michel, and that was a little earlier than he seems to be going, but running backs are hard to come by. I think he's a super talent. He's in a great offense. I know people get in the fantasy world shy away from running back, Patriot running backs. However, the numbers really show that their pie, you know, you're cutting up the pie amongst the running backs. The pie from the running backs in New England is just a bigger pie than pretty much anyone else in the league. I mean, there's a lot of production every year, a lot of production every year that comes collectively from the Patriot running backs. Speaking of Patriots, team three then takes Tom Brady, as we're in the fifth round now. Team four takes Allen Robinson. Then we go with Freeman is the next guy off the board. Royce Freeman this time. You know, this is Devontae Freeman's long gone. So Royce Freeman's going in the middle of the fifth round. That's a little rich for me. I'm not even sure he'll win the job. And I don't think he'll get the third down duties. My man Larry Fitzgerald then goes to team six in the fifth round. And I am up again. And this is the team I have Barkley, Jones, Michael Thomas, and Doug Baldwin. So I'm taking Deion Lewis. Kind of a safe running back to hedge my bets a little bit against those two rookies. Maybe Henry takes the goal line stuff, but I think Lewis is a really good player, and he helped me win my league last year. I mean, he was great down the stretch. Jimmy Graham then goes as the fourth tight end off the board. Then we go with Demaryius Thomas, which is later than he usually goes. Drew Brees to the 10th team. Greg Olsen to the 11th team. And like I said, I only did six rounds. So my third team that originally picked 12th is now on the board. And I get two picks, and I get these will be my last two picks for this exercise. I went with Tevin Coleman and Golden Tate, who, you know, consistent with Tate. Coleman, in my opinion, if Freeman misses any time, is a top 10 running back for sure. And Freeman worries me a little bit, just from, you know, the standpoint that he's had a lot of wear and tear on his body too. So I can live with that. You know, I'm cool with that. So now we are doing the seventh round, and then Jones goes off the board. Which Jones is that? I'm just going to double check this real quick. I apologize. Oh, Marvin. That makes sense. Marvin's a highly productive player. He was the second pick in the sixth round. Jordy Nelson after that. Russell Wilson after that. Marshawn Lynch going about mid-sixth round. I then took Sammy Watkins, which again was earlier than consensus. It kind of shocks me he's going that low. You know, his receptions were down last year, but you don't give a guy that kind of money and not use him. Jarvis Landry goes after that. So that team ended up with... Oh, I'll scan those in a minute. Team 5 then takes Evan Ingram. Carson Wentz goes after that. Kyle Fuller after that. And then I come up with Aaron Jones, who I know is way too early, but he could pay off huge, and I am a big believer. I got to be honest, that sixth round, there wasn't much that I was excited about from a wide receiver or running back standpoint. And as you notice, I have not taken a quarterback in either league or on all three teams yet, and that'll start to happen soon. And then Hogan, the wide receiver from the Patriots, goes next. So that's the end of the sixth round. So my team that picked second overall ended up with David Johnson, Mixon, Sony Michel, Aaron Jones. Right now, I only have one receiver, but there's a lot of receivers out there. I mean, like Emmanuel Sanders and Crabtree and guys that catch a lot of passes that you're not embarrassed to put in your lineup. So this team's got four running backs, Gronk and Alshon. Not exactly how I'd love to draw it up. I mean, another receiver would have been nice there, but I do get very greedy in my redraft fantasy league with running backs because you can always trade them. You know, if I get four good running backs and I'm starting three of them, I'm going to get more in return for those guys than I paid in the draft. My second team that picked seventh overall, again, no quarterback, of course. My running backs are Barkley, Ronald Jones, Deion Lewis. I'm fine with that. Michael Thomas and Doug Baldwin as my top two receivers. I love that. And sprinkle in Sammy Watkins, who apparently I'm higher on than most. The team that picked 12th ended up, again, no quarterback. That team does not have a tight end either. So my running backs are Cook, Collins, Coleman, three C's. My receivers are Julio, Hilton, Tate. So after doing this and having this little chat with you, I can't say I love any of these teams. But that's why you do these, you know, because I'll be better at it next time. You know, that you'll get a better feel for how drafts are going. You get a pulse of how the fantasy community is viewing players and the guys you like differently than, you know, instead of reaching for running backs when you're, yeah, you know, that's bad business. I don't love any of those teams I ended up with. But when I do this again 2 weeks from now or so, I bet I like my teams more. All right. There we go. I'm thinking tomorrow will be Twitter Thursday on Friday. I haven't given it much thought, but I thought this was fun. I was fiddling with this anyways. I'm like, I think our audience would like having a little sidebar fantasy. It's like having a substitute teacher today. All right. See you later.